Lesson 18. Going out for dinner. 2. Part A. Micro listening. Sentence structure. Identifying the speaker.
In this part, you will hear 10 sentences. After each sentence, a second voice will ask you who the speaker is. You must identify the speaker according to the given situation and underline the appropriate letter in the brackets. Example.
Don't worry, I'll come and see you in a day or two.
Who is speaking? The doctor or the patient?
1. How come you are late again?
Who is speaking? The teacher or the student?
2. You can keep the book for 2 weeks only.
Who is speaking? The student or the librarian?
3. Size 36 is too big for me.
Who is speaking? The salesman or the customer?
4. I want to open an account.
Who is speaking? The manager or the customer?
5. A table for 4, please.
Who is speaking? The diner or the waiter?
6. Your dress will be ready next Monday.
Who is speaking? The customer or the tailor?
7. Here is your key to room 202.
Who is speaking? The guest or the receptionist?
8. Have you got any potatoes?
Who is speaking? The salesman or the customer?
9. Air mail or ordinary mail?
Who is speaking? The post office man or the customer?
10. I want Chris to do my hair.
Who is speaking? The customer or the hairdresser?
Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue. It was very kind of you to invite us. Now listen to the dialogue.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Ken.
Hello, Barbara. Come in. Shall I take your coats?
Thank you very much. What a lovely house.
I'm glad you like it.
Where's Anna?
Oh, she's in the kitchen. She'll be here in a minute. Just go into the dining room. How about a drink before dinner?
That's a good idea.
Here we are. Dinner's ready. Sit down, everybody.
Thank you very much, Anna. Everything looks wonderful, and it smells delicious, too.
I'll put the salad in the middle of the table. Shall I serve you?
No, it's all right. We can help ourselves.
Rob, could you pour the wine, please? Ken, help yourself to the vegetables, too.
Would you like some more brandy, Barbara?
Oh, no, thanks. No more for me. I'm driving tonight.
Ah, come on, just a little.
No, really, I mustn't. Let me help you with the washing up.
The washing up? No, no, don't worry. We always leave that until the morning. Here are your coats.
Thanks. It's been a marvelous evening. It was very kind of you to invite us.
Don't mention it. It was very nice to see you again.
Well, we enjoyed ourselves very much.
We are so glad. You must come again.
Good night, and thanks again.
Good night, and drive carefully. It's a very wet night.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Ken. Hello, Barbara. Come in. Shall I take your coats?
Thank you very much. What a lovely house.
I'm glad you like it.
Where's Anna?
Oh, she's in the kitchen. She'll be here in a minute. Just go into the dining room. How about a drink before dinner?
That's a good idea.
Here we are. Dinner's ready. Sit down, everybody.
Thank you very much, Anna. Everything looks wonderful, and it smells delicious, too.
I'll put the salad in the middle of the table. Shall I serve you?
No, it's all right. We can help ourselves.
Rob, would you pour the wine, please? Ken, help yourself to the vegetables, too.
Would you like some more brandy, Barbara?
Oh, no, thanks. No more for me. I'm driving tonight.
Ah, come on, just a little.
No, really, I mustn't. Let me help you with the washing up.
The washing up? No, no, don't worry. We always leave that until the morning. Here are your coats.
Thanks. It's been a marvelous evening. It was very kind of you to invite us.
Don't mention it. It was very nice to see you again.
Well, we enjoyed ourselves very much.
We are so glad. You must come again.
Good night, and thanks again.
Good night, and drive carefully. It's a very wet night.
Question number 1. What is happening in the dialogue?
Question number 2. What are the guests doing before the meal?
Question number 3. Why doesn't Barbara want to have more brandy?
Question number 4. What do the guests say to the host and hostess when they are ready to leave?
Question number 5. How would you describe the dinner party?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and pay attention to the way the host and hostess entertain their guests. Write down what you hear to complete the following.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Ken. Hello, Barbara. Come in. Shall I take your coats?
Thank you very much. What a lovely house.
I'm glad you like it.
Where's Anna?
Oh, she's in the kitchen. She'll be here in a minute. Just go into the dining room. How about a drink before dinner?
That's a good idea.
Here we are. Dinner's ready. Sit down, everybody.
Thank you very much, Anna. Everything looks wonderful, and it smells delicious, too.
I'll put the salad in the middle of the table. Shall I serve you?
No, it's all right. We can help ourselves.
Rob, would you pour the wine, please? Ken, help yourself to the vegetables, too.
Would you like some more brandy, Barbara?
Oh, no, thanks. No more for me. I'm driving tonight.
Ah, come on, just a little.
No, really, I mustn't. Let me help you with the washing up.
The washing up? No, no, don't worry. We always leave that until the morning. Here are your coats.
Thanks. It's been a marvelous evening. It was very kind of you to invite us.
Don't mention it. It was very nice to see you again.
Well, we enjoyed ourselves very much.
We are so glad. You must come again.
Good night, and thanks again.
Good night, and drive carefully. It's a very wet night.
Passage. The restaurant is full of diners now. Now listen to the passage.
Very few people were coming to eat at the White Rose restaurant, and its owner didn't know what to do. The food in his restaurant was cheap and good, but nobody seemed to want to eat there. Then he did something that changed all that, and in a few weeks his restaurant was always full of men and their lady friends. Whenever a gentleman came with a lady, a smiling waiter gave each of them a beautiful menu. The menus looked exactly the same on the outside, but there was an important difference inside. The menu that the waiter handed to the man gave the correct price for each dish and each bottle of wine, while the menu that he handed to the lady gave a much higher price. So when the man calmly ordered dish after dish and wine after wine, the lady thought he was much more generous than he really was.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and write T, true, or F, false, for each statement you hear.
Very few people were coming to eat at the White Rose restaurant, and its owner didn't know what to do. The food in his restaurant was cheap and good, but nobody seemed to want to eat there. Then he did something that changed all that, and in a few weeks his restaurant was always full of men and their lady friends. Whenever a gentleman came with a lady, a smiling waiter gave each of them a beautiful menu. The menus looked exactly the same on the outside, but there was an important difference inside. The menu that the waiter handed to the man gave the correct price for each dish and each bottle of wine, while the menu that he handed to the lady gave a much higher price. So when the man calmly ordered dish after dish and wine after wine, the lady thought he was much more generous than he really was.
Number 1. Very few people came to the restaurant because the food there was neither good nor cheap enough.
Number 2. The owner of the restaurant was worried about his business, so he decided to do something to change the situation.
Number 3. Very soon, the restaurant was full of men with their families.
Number 4. The prices of food and drinks in the restaurant became much higher.
Number 5. Both the men and their lady friends were satisfied after they had had dinner in the restaurant.
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Very few people were coming to eat at the White Rose restaurant, and its owner didn't know what to do. The food in his restaurant was cheap and good, but nobody seemed to want to eat there. Then he did something that changed all that, and in a few weeks his restaurant was always full of men and their lady friends. Whenever a gentleman came with a lady, A smiling waiter gave each of them a beautiful menu. The menus looked exactly the same on the outside, but there was an important difference inside. The menu that the waiter handed to the man gave the correct price for each dish and each bottle of wine, while the menu that he handed to the lady gave a much higher price. So when the man calmly ordered dish after dish and wine after wine, the lady thought he was much more generous than he really was.
Question number one. To whom did the waiter give a beautiful menu when a gentleman and his lady friend came into the restaurant?
Question number two. Were the menus for the guests the same?
Question number three. Why could the male guest remain calm when he ordered dish after dish?
Question number four. What did the lady think of her friend after a meal at this restaurant?
Question number five. What does the story mainly suggest?
This is the end of Lesson 18.